Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Yeah, they just came out. Welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. 88.1 FM on your dial. For those of you that have a radio that actually has a dial, you can find us right there. And you can also access any of our programs that's archived for Project Independence in You. So we were talking, and it asked a question, which was very important. What are the programs? What are the services? And I just wanted to talk a little bit about something that is very important. So when you're aging in place, you have a home, an apartment, wherever you live, your home really has to be safe. Mm-hmm. So if your home isn't safe, aging in place is not safe. And one of the first things that when I started with the town back in 2007, we had a program called Access to Home. And it was enlightening. We went into people's homes based on requests, people who might have needed maybe a handrail or a ramp or something like that. And the experts were Access to Home at the time. And they would walk into somebody's house, and what they could see was a lot of dangerous situations, from lamp cords to throw rugs to things that just are giving an opportunity to injury. So one of the first recommendations they made, and we followed up, was really remove those opportunities to injury so that you can actually age in place and
Project
be safe. Especially if you live alone, if you have a ladder in your kitchen because you can't reach dishes that are on the top shelf, get rid of the ladder and bring the dishes down. You don't want to climb a ladder. You don't want to get on a chair. You want everything accessible. So the key word here is accessible. Accessible programs with 311. Your home has to be accessible. If, God forbid someone falls, they have to be able to come back into their home. And if you come back into your home and your bedroom's upstairs or your washer dryer's downstairs, we always talked about that main level living, Otto.
Right.
Think about that. Just things to think about. So you want to make sure your home is safe.
Well, on the safety end, what we used to hear through the advisory, and very real, was that people might know that they have these things and had to fix them, but they didn't want to call in strangers to come into their home, and then they knew someone lives alone and I'm older. So what we were able to help with is that coming through Project Independence and the programs that we've vetted, they can be safe where they're coming through the program. So that helps.
Well, recently we were at this Congressman Swazi's
round table
right. About aging in place.
Yeah.
And one of the speakers was Dr. Marie Carney,
Carney.
On this
yes.
show also
yeah,
at one
great.
Time.
Yeah.
And she really brought up some points that I thought were super realistic.
Yeah.
And
yes.
One of them was just exactly going along the lines you were talking, Rebecca, the fact that the homes on Long Island, for the most part, are not designed for aging in place.
Not right.
All right. Most of them have the first floor
yeah.
that maybe has a small bathroom, maybe,
mm-hmm.
probably no bedroom.
Right.
And stairs you have to get up to get into the house in the first place.
Mm. Laundry's in the basement.
One of the major things in Long Island, really, that has to be addressed, and you can only do it one house at a time, your own house.
Right.
But the bottom line is it's critical that these houses be designed in the future.
Right. And you know
so
what?
So that people maybe can age there.
And people are comfortable calling us in to say, can you do X in my house? And a lot of times that's when we'll see there's other issues. And it's usually a nurse or a social worker that goes in first. And they're able to do a complete, a real assessment of a home. Not the electricity
right,
and everything.
Right, yeah.
But they can go room to room and make recommendations. So it's really important.
Interesting. I just have to share in that my mother, when she was alive, went through a lot of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But as the caregiver who was available, you know, I learned a lot. And right. many of the things that they were telling her then, I was doing in my own home.
That's great.
I know I have for electric cords a piece that the cord goes in and it ravels around.
Right.
So you don't have that large piece,
right.
just that you could trip over it.
Right.
And they said put it underneath a carpet if you
right.
can do
right.
such a thing. I have that to this day,
right.
and many of the adaptations and the bars and the kinds of things I have in my own home. It was way before I was a senior
yeah.
that I was already adapting, knowing it can happen to anyone.
Right, right. Well, we had two right in the first, while we were still in Newark, we had two seniors. One we went to literally had no toilet seat on her toilet. And she was tiny. She was 88 pounds. And the first thing, she felt bad, oh, I don't know if anyone can help that. And she then got connected to volunteers. She became a volunteer by providing telephone reassurance because she wanted to give back. She never had children. She was a single, she was a widow. She was amazing. Catherine was her name. The other senior we went into her house, she had rigged a rope from her going down the basement from her first floor to the basement, like wrapped around, pounded nails in, to try to hold on one seat at a time to get to do her laundry.
How important. That
how
is
important.
Very
but
important.
She couldn't, so then it was, she was still able, luckily, to do the steps, which the nurses evaluated, and they brought in some services, and we got the no-cost handyman service to come in and put in railings and take care of it. And she was just... It made such a difference to her quality of life. And that could have prevented a fall. See, we can't measure what we prevent. But when we go in, and if you do it the right way, you just know you've increased the odds of somebody's safety.
And the important thing is, as we are getting older, those falls are very dangerous.
Right, right.
And you may not heal well when
right.
you get
it's
those
true.
Falls the way you did when you were 6 or 7 years old.
Right.
So that is exceedingly
right.
crucial,
right.
what you just said.
Right.
I believe it's the number one killer
yes.
of seniors is falling.
Yeah, because it's usually then triggers other, and then if you're in a hospital, then there's a whole snowball.
You know, you mentioned the word laundry.
Yeah.
How often do we ever talk about laundry, really?
Right.
Very rarely.
And
it's a big deal because
it's a big deal.
That's how all of a sudden your quality of life, if
right.
your laundry's not taken care of, all of a sudden you kind of get a little sloppy
right.
on how you take care of yourself.
Right.
And the next thing you know,
right.
you're
and,
not doing
you know,
well.
And I wanted to mention something. You know, Anne brought up that you were a caregiver, but, you know, one of the areas we found, in one of the regions in the beginning, we saw, it came to us through the community and actually through North Shore Child and Family Guidance, that they had many grandparents raising grandchildren because the children may have been jail or died or whatever, but it was a large group. They asked, could we look into starting a grandparenting respite program where the grandparents could come together and try to learn how to deal with their now high school, teenage, young grandchildren. And at the same time, the kids were in a program. So we did that. That to me is one of the ones I'm most proud of, to be honest, because there's services that are delivered that we could never measure. So that program got up and running, and it's going stronger and stronger every year. But the support that the grandparents have built, and actually Newsday, one of our families were in a couple weeks ago in Act Two.
Mm-hmm.
They're raising 7 grandchildren in their mid-70s.
I saw that.
But that respite piece, that concept of respite, is so very important. And caregiving, obviously we spend a lot of time helping, assisting with caregiving and providing resources. But it's not just the one we go in.
Well,
my situation was very similar to Anne's in
yes.
that my mother lived with us for
yes.
11 years, and my wife and I were caregivers,
right.
and then we had to have people in.
Right.
But part of it is we had certain things done. Like we have a permanent ramp
yeah.
by the house now.
Yeah.
It looks great. It doesn't bother anybody.
Right.
And
yeah.
it's there. You
right,
know?
It's there.
So,
you need it.
Yeah.
yeah.
So people could think about actually looking at their homes now
and doing it
and
ahead
looking
of time,
at it and saying,
what Beck was
you know
saying.
What, if I came in from the side maybe,
yeah.
I could have like a from the driveway a ramp that goes up and makes life easy, and it could look like it's part of the
right.
house.
Right.
You know, as opposed to having a big
yeah,
steel
right.
thing that
yeah.
you have to have going down.
There's something on this list that's just jumping out at me, if you don't mind just touching base. Medicare, Medicaid, and other health insurance information.
Yes.
A lot of people need health insurance.
Yes.
Can you?
Well, yes. Well, we do a couple different things there. Obviously, either the nurse or the social worker going in for an assessment, they can sit with people individually and review. And we know through the last couple of years, it's gotten more and more and more complex. We also work with an agency for a program, HICAP, Health Insurance. HICAP is a program that will come in and one-to-one sit with a computer in front of you, go over what your budget is, what your medical conditions are, how much your expenses are for prescriptions. If they're expensive and you fit into its category, you may get Epic, you may get prescription coverage. So there's a lot. This falls into that category of resources being out there that people might not know about. And we have one coming up. Christine, is that on our list for the end? We're having a Medicare.
October is jam-packed.
So we do this every October because we're going to open, because Medicare enrollment, that's going to be opening
up. Yeah, because we have those and we have the Medicare Part D.
And we have Medicare Part D. We have a couple different things in different regions.
You have three dates. I have the flyer here.
So that's one of the things I know. But we spend a lot of time because it's critical. And some people don't realize they're eligible for both. They may be eligible for Medicaid, community, and Medicare. And it's individual. So that's where our program is going to go in and work with you individually, privately. And so that's one of the services that we provide.
Well, and you know, Ann,
go ahead.
I was just going to say one of the other really popular and programs is our fitness program. So we offer at no charge for Project Independence members, that would be anybody in the town who is 60 or older, a variety of fitness classes several times a week, from Tai Chi, yoga, fitness. Even people who've never exercised before have started, and it's in a lot of ways it's saved their lives. It's helped with their mobility, their balance. We have balancing programs.
Well, we have the fall management programs going on all the time with Northwell, and now
right. So we have and just by calling 311, you can register for any of our fitness classes, which we have going on right now at multiple sites throughout the town.
They kick off on Monday.
Monday.
Right.
Nassau County in general is amazing as to how it has integrated from zero to 100 and whatever. Everybody's getting up and moving around because sitting is now like smoking or whatever, they say, you got to move it, and be physically fit.
Right. And, one of the things I just want to mention is, the reason this also works so well is because of how many partnerships we've been able to develop, sustain, grow. Our community partners are critical to our success. Many of them are non-for-profit. Some of them are fee-based, but our staff will sit down and speak about that. But it's really community organization at its heart. We have to know what's out there. We have to know how to connect to it. And we're very lucky that Supervisor Bosworth and our town board supports us in a way that we have the resources we need.
Well, we are 25 seconds to our next segment.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break and come back to the 7th anniversary of Project Independence and you.